A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful, with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell them that you are beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Whether it's your girlfriend or what. Now, don't be religious. Pastor Sam didn't tell the wife. They just Louis. You tell the wife you are beautiful. And don't look aside. You see? Thank you, Jesus. Don't just say, glory to God. No, you say thank you. You are beautiful. You are awesome. That is the fashioning you are taking. That is the fashioning. I'm saying that's the fashioning you are taking. You'll wake up and you realize that actually everything all along, it has been actually beautiful and awesome. Even sickness, you check your bodies and actually there's nothing left there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll wake up and you'll be in another financial grace. Now you see when we say those things, some of you don't believe. Now what did you come here for? You see, but you know, you don't know. I'm saying you'll be in another financial grace. There's something financially that is rubbing on you. Before I came here, there was something that is called harmony. There was actually something that was harmonizing everything about you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take on that consciousness. Sirarambre masararambre. Everything being put to harmony. Harmonizing everything. Sikarambra masira. I'm talking about very, very dangerous relationships between you and your bosses. You'll wake up and actually everything has been harmonized. The doors that were all along locked up, they are being harmonized. They are being aligned. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to come back here and give a testimony. Some of you fear to give testimonies. You think that actually now when you come here and give a testimony, the devil will fight you, the devil and all of a sudden they reject you. You know, some of you have that mentality. You know, he says that we overcome by what? By the blood of the Lamb. Now that blood of the Lamb, now don't just recite it. And by the word of our testimony. Imagine that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything. I'm saying everything. Everything. And all things are working out for your good. Everything is working out for your good. He didn't say some. He said everything. Everything. Whether you insulted your boss or not. You know, some of you need to hear that. Now, I'm not saying that you go and insult him on purpose or high, especially girls and girls. You see? Hallelujah. I see travels. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about everything being harmonized. Eh? Being harmonized. Now you was rejected the first time. You strike again. Eh? And then you see. Now the problem is you get there. Yeah? And then you forget what took you there. Not the job, but the grace that took you there. Eh? Overseas. Eh? Over the seas. Eh? It's called overseas because you fly overseas. Eh? Eh? Not flying over trees only. Eh? Are they sure you are there in Mombasa there? Eh? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Or just Serengeti down here. Eh? Hallelujah. Now I want you to take everything so serious concerning where you are. Where you are. Where you are. The Lord comes and He starts to change things. Eh? Where you are. You see, where you are. Where you are. Thank you, Jesus. There was a day I took on very, very, very serious decisions in my life. Eh? Not I and the wife, no. You know, some of you are, yeah, yeah. Hmm? Marriage, what? Goals? No, not those things. Eh? She has her course. Eh? You understand? Eh? So, I made those decisions and I told God, if these things, I happen to start experiencing them and I am misunderstood, eh? Shauri yake. Not God, eh? But the guy who thinks, ah, you are what? Eh? There was a day another realm opened up to me. I didn't know about it. Hmm? Yet I was actually a child of God. I was actually a Christian. Eh? Now a lot of people, a lot of children of God, eh? There is a realm which is untold. There is a realm which is unseen. That's why every time you come here, something like that starts to open up. But a lot of us do not really give it too much attention. Eh? You give too much attention to the boyfriend that rejected you. Eh? Yeah? To the girl that chucked you. Because it's a two-way thing. Eh? Yeah? You give too much attention to the scary nightmares. And then you forget that there's a realm. Scripture calls it, you know, hidden manna. Hidden manna. It is called hidden because not many people know it. Even children of God. They say, oh, I'm a child of God. But actually, there is something. And you see, each one of you actually has their portion, which is really hidden, eh? But you need to search it out. And then this searching out, you know, we're actually in some conversation with someone. Eh? I was telling some people. And, you know, they said, can you imagine Oyedepo? Eh? Oyedepo, I know him, he's a man of God. Eh? Pass it for a warrior. Eh? Eh? 300 and what? Not 68, eh? It's okay. You see, eh? If I, can you imagine, that's my hero. So I said, so for you, how long can you go? And then he said, hey, for me, I don't know. So then I said, so does it mean that person actually is more hero than Jesus? Because eh? Jesus went for 40 days. Eh? Yeah? And then Jesus said, well, there, I don't know. Please try to explain. Now you see, religion is such a killer disease. There is such a thing called religion. religion can be too tough and thick on you, and actually you can't see things. You see, you can't. We tell you that, by the way, Jesus can heal you instantly. That actually the following day you can turn out a millionaire. Without working for 10 good years. You see, now you see where it's taking you. You see, you mean I can just wake up out of the blue? Jesus said, this is Jesus. He said to John the Baptist, after him, stipulating what he had come to do, that I've come so that the sick might be what? All those things, what? You know, he says, so that the poor might be rich. And he didn't give it a timeline. It depends up to you. It depends on you. The consciousness, you know, the more you look deep into such things, the more you look, the more something really consumes you by your consciousness. Not by merely deep thoughts, but actually consciousness. The more actually you bring it closer like this. I'm telling you the truth. Some of you have dreams which are far-fetched. They haven't yet become lofty enough. So you get married. Yeah, but yeah. But you know, the yesterday was chapter. You see that? So, Jesus told him that go and tell. He told the disciples of John the Baptist that you go and tell him that man, the former poor guys, and now they are instantly rich. And instantly becoming richer. But you see, there is something that really makes you rich. It is beyond the money. Yeah? Okay. I call it grace. I call it grace. The grace factor. That day, when now you begin, and you know grace is spiritual. That is one of the hidden manners that actually people don't understand. So how are you? Yeah, we live by God's grace. But you don't know what God's grace is. A guy sleeps in a house for 5-6 good months without paying rent. Okay. You are not sacked. You are not evicted. You are just there. A calendar calls, and then you quarry a bit, and then you sleep. You see? Somehow, there is something hidden that is working on you, but you don't actually understand it. Now, you know, you can also dismiss that and say, God, but why don't you give me a job? You said, what, this landlord, what? You see? And then you lack a better view. A better view and understanding of certain things which are happening. You understand? So this thing opened up to me. I was in Brazil. I've said this a zillion times. Now, do you know, when it opened up to me, I'm talking about now the prophetic. Yeah? You ask that man whether actually he has never dreamt of what? The pastoral. You ask him. You see, now all of a sudden, another room opened up. I didn't know it. You guys, I didn't know it. And then, you know what I thought? That all pastors, all men of God were actually seeing what I was seeing. Now, I think I was lying to myself. The people that have actually told the story, you know, these stories, I started now thinking about, you know the pastors back home, because you were in Brazil. So, could be this pastor has been seeing all these things on me. Now, the thought that came to me, you know, in my mind, I said, aha, now. So I wanted actually to follow through his footsteps. And I said, do you know what I'm going to do? I am going to go to Bible school. And study theology. theology. You see? Eh? But of course, you know that was a lie. Eh? I hope I'm not hurting Pastor Sam. No, I'm joking. So. Pastor Sam studied this thing for 8 years. Eh? But there was a reason for that. You see? Eh? Okay. No. I normally tease him and say, you nearly became the African Pope. Pastor Sam, are there arrows coming? You see? So all along I thought that actually for that room actually to open up, you have to go through what? A Bible story. Man, I was... It's a lie. It's a big, big, big fat lie. I'm telling you. Theology does not open up that room. No. Give me where the Lord searches deep before even Jeremiah is born. I'll show you something. And he said, before you are formed, I ordained you. Now we show up like this, and then people actually are attracted to this thing and says, who ordained you? Which Bible school? You man, hurry up, please. Before I formed you in the womb. Are you aware that actually someone can be a prophet before they are born? Okay. I knew you. You can as well say, before the Lord formed me, he knew I would be rich and wealthy. You see, eh? Do not just actually, you know, limit it to just a prophet. Eh? Interpreting things rightly. Eh? Meg, before you are formed, eh, the Lord knew that a time like this... Were you sacked or what? I'm joking, sir. The Lord knew that actually you would lead a certain what? Institution. Eh? And by the way, it doesn't stop there. You go for the very best. Eh? Before I formed you, in the womb. Can you imagine that? Eh? No. Leaders are made. Who told you? You see? Eh? No, you have to work hard for 15 good years for you to be wealthy. Who says that? But also there are avenues that are put before you to inculcate that. To cultivate. What's inculcate? Inca what? You see, before you are born, I set you apart. Can you imagine this? I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Something here happened. Before the man is actually born, before he's even actually formed, he's actually formed in the womb. Before he's formed. You see, there are people I look at and I say, you carry baby boy. Eh? Now, before that thing actually is formed, I see the thing already. You see that? And then they say, how did you see that? And then you tell them, I'm a prophet. No, but how did you see it? Because they don't know the operations of the prophet. They think it's just a mere guy around, mere pastor, mere righteous guy. Let me tell you something. No, that will confuse a lot of people. No. You see that? Eh? No, it's for later. Eh? Let us eat the food for today. Eh? Yeah, some of you, it will actually, you know, disorganize your bellies. Eh? We are, you know, tuendelee pole pole. Eh? Yeah. Pole pole. utayenda. Hallelujah. Before I formed you. Before I formed you. So this one actually knew something that actually Jeremiah had not yet known about himself. You see that? So then this thing actually opens up. And I remember, you know, explaining it to some people around, especially, you know. But again, I remember when it opened up, I was in charge of, that tour that I've always, told you guys about. It was a Watoto tour, you know, some place there, you know, from Uganda there. Yeah? So, I was in charge of loading and offloading the car truck that used to carry our equipment, the musical instruments and all that. So then I see this guy, then I tell him, man, you guy, who is Robina? Who is Robina? Said, Robina is my granny. You see, casually said that, is my granny that I always tell you about that raised me. But he had never mentioned to us, you know, in that Greek land, she's called Jaja. Here it's Shoshoe. Eh? In that Greek language, it's called Jaja. Jaja can mean for both, Guka and Shoshoe. Jaja. You see it? So then he said, no, now he took the lights because I gave him the tree of lights. You see? Then he took them. Then he came back and said, so what did you see? You see, eh? Again, casually is asking, what did you see? Then now that also put me in another challenging spot. You see, eh? Because I saw Robina. Ah, okay. And then this guy comes back and tells me, so what about Robina? What about my Jaja? You see, eh? Then he took another tree. You see, eh? Then in there, I remember kneeling down in that truck. Eh? Then I prayed. I said, God help me to know what's really happening. Because, you know, I saw. And the guy is telling me to tell him. So again, he comes back. And I, man. So, when I knelt down, in a split of seconds, I saw about five to six guys dressed up in black and putting on mats and woods, dancing around that lady. You see, then, to my interpretation, quickly I interpreted it that this could be demons trying to claim her life. Then I told him, said, yeah, there are guys there that actually, she was in the army. So somehow they conjured things that she stole the gun and what. So do you see where now that guy is going? Also, he told me that, you know, we have also land wrangles and what. Maybe what? Those guys want whatever. But for me, I saw something deeper than that. It was the demonic. And indeed, you know, cutting the long story short, we went back home. In the very first week that we went back, the lady had actually, you know, had boarded a kaboda boda, and then she fell off. She was about 60, 70 years. Then she hit her head on the what? On the tarmac. Yeah? So the guy calls me, what you saw is true. Now you see. Now all these other things, sujui, land wrangles, whatever, they vanished. Eh? Now, somehow, it was now harmonized back to what you saw was true. And it's true. I went and saw the lady. She had a big cut around here. The hospital is called Nakasero. It's an army, hospital. You see, eh? Because she's a former, you know, army person. Eh? So then, I realized that all of a sudden, certain things were really happening. But now this time, I have to know them. From that day, ladies and gentlemen, I made that my parent realm to see what makes me exceptional is that I see what others can't see. It's not pride. You can call it pride or something, but I know what I am. Also, Jeremiah, he actually believed it. Said, actually, now this is how I'm going to operate. The Lord teaches you how to operate. You understand? But also acknowledging that there is a certain realm of operation that I didn't know, but now that it has opened up, I made it my parent realm. Parent realm, non-secondary. I became so sensitive. I began seeing things. I remember after concerts, because you know, we used to do concerts. Soon we shall go back. So, because remember, there is a more profound. That's actually what Scripture said on the 5th of January, 2016. Yes, Scripture said. You mean in the Bible? You know, even that which is written here says that, now says the Lord. Some of you have got lost, but it's okay, you'll catch it later. Now, you see, we would gather, you know, they used to have hosts. So I would actually tell some people, we used to travel as, ten adults, five gentlemen, five ladies, and either 22 children or 18 children, depending on the country. So then I remember again, I used to tell some of these friends of mine, especially gentlemen, that do you know that actually your host is going to be putting on pink? Yeah, maybe she passed around here, so you saw her. You see, they tried to attach all this. Now I realize that the people I was actually narrating these things to, we are not really understanding them. Until now, there's also another car guy that we had traveled with. He's called Nathan. And I said, narrating these experiences, wonderful experiences. Also, I remember, before now, Nathan, I remember one of my boys that I was looking after. I told, we are in the car bedroom. That actually, that time we slept in the same bedroom. Because I remember we are lying down. Still, this is Brazil. So, I told this cowboy that your father was killed. Then I see, the cowboy was 13 years, so he remembers the what? I think the father was killed around when he was about 8. So he could remember. By 8, you remember certain things. So, he actually was killed by a mob. So by immediately I said that, I saw the cowboy, starting to tear around. I'm like, Lord, what have I put myself into? I don't want this cowboy to feel so bad and what and all that. So, then I told him, your father was killed. I see he was cut. And then he said, yes. They said that actually he had stolen a cow. And then a guy came and what? In the what? In the head. And the guy collapsed. He never said anything. And he rested. Now that one, now he told me. Because for me, I saw someone, See, your father was killed. By a panger, by a machete. He said, yes, someone actually was. So the cowboy cried and cried for an hour. I'm trying to console the cowboy refused, because now the memory came back and it was so fresh. I'm like, okay, now if it's to see these things, Lord, no. You see, don't say, oh yeah, he was just a cowboy, so he had to cry. No, you see, he saw the father being lynched, because he was actually there. He saw. Said he's stoning him and what? Now this guy came and But actually, he was not the one who had stolen the what? The cow. You see? There in Liantonde there. Place called Liantonde. Still in some Greek land. You see? experience after experience after experience, some of you have actually told some of these experiences, then again, the more I put my consciousness to those things, I realize that the more they actually opened up to me. You understand? Then, you see, I can say then, and then. It was so beautiful. At first, I thought it was weird, and I didn't want to hurt anyone and all that. You see, then I made a decision that now concerning, this is actually, you know, 1 Corinthians 12, that concerning now what I'm seeing, yeah, this is going to be now my life. I want to see more. First, you are very slow. 1 Corinthians 12, please flow with me. A lot and a lot, just flow with me. Now about the gifts of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. So I made a decision that I don't want to be uninformed. I mean, everything concerning that, I do not want to be uninformed. Another version says that, you know, concerning spirituals. Now concerning spirituals, spiritual gifts. You look for where it says concerning spirituals. You don't have that version. Now concerning spiritual gifts. The other one says spirituals. Because you see, gifts will actually now disturb you. You'll actually now limit them to just speaking in other tongues. Okay, concerning anything that is spiritual about my life. Yeah? He says, I will not be ignorant. I would not have you be ignorant. Imagine that. Do you know a lot happens and you don't know? Do you know why? Because you've not made this place your parent realm. It has not really consumed you that much. It has not come to a place of you revering it more. So, the things of God, spiritual things, they become, you know, familiar things. Let's go to church, let's go to fellowship, and say, yeah, I play the guitar, what is it? What? You see, it's like school, You see, so you enter a routine of now, today is Wednesday, there is a guy with a fat belly who is going to tell us, Kenya and the contemporary society. You see, with a fat belly. Predicting bad things. Kenya and all its people. And then, what's that? Some of you listen to those guys, but they don't have anything to tell you. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Can you imagine this statement? Prophet, tell me about my spiritual life. You have it only that it has not, you have not triggered yourself into it. You guys get it. Actually, that's why on a such a day like this, actually, someone also has an option of not attending as a, You see, it's not yet the parent thing. It hasn't yet really disturbed you that much. How can I wake up? And then I don't know. Oh, I don't get gestures and some signs of what would actually really happen to me that day. This is a problem. You know, before this realm opened up, I was just living by the dictates of life. If they what? So yeah. You see, then I got to know that concerning that spiritual opening and realm, actually I was in control. I was meant to be in control, but also that opened up. Then I realized that actually I can really control my day. Okay. You mean you can? A man, Joshua. Scripture talks about him, a man like you. No, he was a man of God. A man like you. also he talks about him. That's even Elijah. Eh? He says, a man like you. You see, eh? For actually Joshua, he said, no. There's something, there's a biashara I have to finish. Eh? I remember that was actually to hammer his enemy. Eh? Okay, biashara. Eh? Pastor Paul. Biashara. There was a business here that had to finish up. Eh? Eh? So he said, you son. Now you see, this is a man that had actually transcended beyond what other humans were seeing. He knew that the son was under his feet. Can you imagine that? Eh? You know other people worship it. Eh? I pray you understand these things. With the weight and magnitude they come with today. So that you stop taking your life for granted. Eh? This guy. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day. Now you see the aspect? The aspect is Lord that makes those things happen. Eh? When the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, not the delivered out from sickness. No, to deliver is to bring them into your hands. Eh? You see, eh? before children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, publicly, not publicly. The word is publicly. Please stop saying publicly. That word doesn't appear. Eh? Huh? So he publicly came. Say, you guys, eh? Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon. Don't move. And thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Can you imagine this? Eh? Do you know you have that power? Eh? Okay. Do you know actually only that it has not come to the level of of your subconsciousness to realize actually that you cannot just be living by the dictates of life? Eh? Yeah? That's actually why a disease like malaria comes and teases you here and there. Ah, hospital. Okay, to say, yeah, hospital, you can go, eh? I'm not what erasing it. But a day shall come and actually realize that you can't actually fall sick. Eh? Okay. How can you say that? diseases are everywhere. Diseases are everywhere. You can't what? You can actually enter that kind of scenario. Eh? Yeah? So they are just there looking for you, eh? Of course, the enemy. Do you know the enemy is actually under your feet? If you really meant it, that he's actually really under your feet, you would actually receive at least 40% of your results. But you see, we have a lot of enemies under my feet. Shitani, kanyaga, wewe, what those things. And we spend a lot of time there. Eh? But you see, because it has not yet been delivered into your consciousness, into your deep down, your subconsciousness. Eh? This, yeah. Enemy, yeah. Say enemies, what? Shetani, what? What? Katika jina, what? Tosha, what those things? Eh? I can tell you stories and stories. But today, let me be a good boy. Man. Eh? You know, I was telling some people, I've met a lot of men of God. Eh? They think, and actually also I realized that Prophet Elvis talked about it recently. See, you meet them, eh? And then because they want to appear holy and what? Is that Lord? Praise God. They think actually that's the greeting. Eh? Oh, that actually makes them one with God. I've always told you that speaking softly does not mean that you are humble. Eh? Praise the Lord, Pastor Sam. Brother Sam knows those guys. Praise the Lord. And then they take Eucharist. Even the leftovers. Wow, wow. And then come to these guys who pour oil. I've told you, if you still have that oil, bring it to me. I'll give it to Vovo to cook chapati. Please. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? Oh, now you are what? Now you see what? I'm telling you the truth. Eh? Because actually you can get into that kind of scenario. Oh, oil. Oh, anointing oil. Oh, and then you get stuck there. Eh? Do you know you can actually have that? I've seen a lot of men of God. Eh? Eh? I'm not mentioning names, but some of you are even still practicing it. Then it has really become a practice. Eh? But now, when it comes to the real spirituals, you don't have them. You can't actually, you know, get that from where you stored from, and you know where you to use that strength to actually, you know, engage it somewhere. Concerning, you know, on your finances, on your health and whatever, you can't. All the time you are, the devil is fighting me. The devil is fighting. You see that? You see that? Eh? Now the devil becomes a factor. The devil concerning these spirituals, the Lord is telling you to be never ignorant. How? Do not factor the devil in your life. Don't. Eh? He's there, but don't factor him. Yeah, I was even, you know, even the what? Even they reject it. They rejected it. They are not the devil. Prophet, pray for the devil. Deliver me, man of God, deliver me. No. You see, it's because there is a realm which is not yet apparent. The realm of the invisible. When actually you delve deeper into it, I'm telling you the truth, all of a sudden it starts to open up. And then you become so conscious of that. And actually when you are transcending there, at some point actually you don't even know. They will just wake you up. Hey, do you know the little fuel as well? Man, me to put down the consciousness of you? Man, I have a life. Eh? Hey, 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 fuel. See, hey. And then, yeah, you go to the petrol station and then you see cars and you, what's wrong with these guys? Eh? Because there is a place they don't know. Man, your life cannot be just controlled by fuel prices. Eh? You see that? Eh? And now, prophet, are you telling us that you are there? Because again, you have allowed it to be a part of you. There was a dove told you this many, many, many times. Elijah, when famine struck. Eh? And remember, he's the one that brought it. Eh? He said, at my word, for time and half time, you will not see rain and any abundance. He went and hid somewhere. Just like we do, eh? But nowadays I'm very, very cautious, eh? Eh? Of what I say. Eh? Sometimes it escapes me by saying, now this one is going to suffer. You see, eh? You see, eh? So famine is going on and the man is feeding on a burger. Beef burger. You know, some of you think I'm lying. Eh? Some of you have never read these things. Eh? Beef burger, day in, day out, beef burger. Good scripture says that. And the ravens brought him bread. And now what's that? Imagine your breakfast, burger, eh? The CJ's one, eh? Sorry. You know, some of you have never visited CJ's. At least you go and have a custodian there, eh? You will have entered some other room. Eh? You've been there calculating, how much is a liter of fuel? In the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. You think the Lord was stupid to write this down for you? Eh? Of course, you know he didn't drink a beer. Eh? So, milk and juice are what? Those things. Now that has just liberated some people. Eh? Wisdom is key here. Yeah? You see, eh? All other people, what? You have fuel prices. The guy is he's enjoying the bag of man. Eh? You know, you hold it like this. Eh? Eh? Not like this, but like this. Eh? Eh? You pay me for teaching you that. Eh? Pastor Sam, pass the basket. No, I'm joking. My life is for enjoying. Eh? I believe in enjoying life. Eh? I believe in enjoying life. That's what the Lord is for, to you and for you and with you. I'm telling you, you are not just here as walking the earth, paying bills and what? Get scared of fuel prices. They are about to shoot again. Eh? Don't say I didn't tell you. Eh? There's like a certain guy who is there now. He controls this and what? Well, I don't know whether it's this time or the other time. To be sucked out. Thank you, Jesus. Now you see, the parent realm. Make it your conscious realm. You will see. Fashion everything. Then on that die, say it. Okay. My finances, the story I didn't tell you, she knows. Hmm? When we went back to Uganda, I was sacked. Now, some of you might be quick to say, Lord, you've opened up this room only to what? Actually, the Lord wanted to fashion me that even with your finances, there is some interesting story that I always say. I think I've not shared it with so many people here. Eh? There is a guy I met in Juba. I realized that every single coin that would actually be dropped in my pocket, it was by the grace. So I counted it. I exaggerated it a lot. See that? Ha! Now. Oh. Now, the more I exaggerated those small little graces, the more the big graces came. It's a trick you have to use. Eh? It is highly and greatly, greatly, greatly spiritual. Don't make it detrimental and just throw it there. No, 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 no. Of course, I expected my uncle to give me this. Well, you wait when your uncle is what? Eh? India, what? Oh, it's something I'm seeing, but anyway, we'll cut it. Eh? You see, eh? Then I realized that everything, my health has had to be fashioned there. Yeah? Finances, relationships, and fashioned there. Were there some mistakes along the way? Yes. But again, do you know the Lord doesn't really care about that so much? Yeah? He's more that you take on His spiritual fashioning of things. Spirit is life. The latter kills. That's what He says. And then you realize that and then you sit here and then you just think about someone and then that person actually comes. Eh? Yeah? Yeah? I've told you people that at some point I want to eat some food at home. Eh? Then I sit somewhere. I begin instructing this person. Eh? Okay, I'm joking. Yes, sir. Now you go and what? They burden themselves, they go, yeah. But I'm seated somewhere because I desire that. Yeah? And I will never tell them. And then coming home, What? You see? Oh, yeah. Now the problem is that the person is here, so but it's okay. You can actually, you know, trigger yourself into that. When it refuses to come as you saw it, don't worry. Stay there. Stay on that path. The problem is, we get there 2 months, 3 months, and then we give up. Even actually after 10 years, because you see, even in church, they are men. Just like it was in the day of Esau. Okay, Esau. The Lord, Esau is a true representation of what the Lord had really handed over to the church. It could be men of God. And then they got stuck after 10 years. Well, the good or bad news is that they are always rewarded for the first 10 years of ministry. And then the 15 and then the years that come after. Few pages, they go back. By the time, man, you enter the seventh point, you've lost me on point two. I'm telling you, I don't know who said those things. You see, point, some of you are used to writing. It's not bad to write, especially if it's spiritual and you know that actually it will yield results for you. Just like where we are today. You understand? So back to these pastors. When I went back to Uganda, I thought that actually they were seeing exactly what I was seeing. But again, I was wrong. I said, okay, no problem. The more I delved to understand that, you know, spiritual working of things and all that, the more I lost them. And you know what they started, you know, saying? You are weird. You see, you are with you, you are weird. By the way, nowadays you are weird. You see, now that, of course, I didn't feel bad. What, I knew that there is something I am seeing that they are not seeing. It happens. I've told you that, Pastor, that I was watching the football match with this Kabebe and all that. I told him, sometimes I sympathize with Man U. Well, I don't know whether Ten Hag will do something here. Maybe he needs a what? He needs a prophecy. Prophecy number one. Man U, Lord. I don't want to hurt people's feelings here. I only watch us know when they are playing with Man U. Pastor Sam, you look like you want to box me, man. I'm not Chelsea. So, then I told this guy that, you know what? And you know, Manu was on fire. We're on fire those days. I told him that, you see that West Bromwich? West Bromwich is going to beat Manu. Wayne Rooney on fire. Say, yeah, they are going to beat us. Then he had come with a Kabebe about 2-3 years. I pretended, you know, running and chasing after the Kabebe. Well, you had to watch it. In those first minutes, Wayne Rooney scored. Sure. So I told man. There's no way West Bromwich. And West Bromwich, actually, I think that year we are relegated. Maybe you are sensing wrongly. So he stuck to the Kativia. Me, I'm there jumping around with this Kabebe. What? 70 what minute there? An equalizer. Top! I saw the guy now, you know, starting to shake like this. I said, something is moving and it's changing here. You see, now that was a great, great experience. I will never forget it. I've said it numerously. You see, so 90th minute there, they hammer us a winning chance. The guy didn't say anything. You know, the cowboy is called Zeph. Zeph, come and we go. And then they left. They left me there in my movie. I said, you see? But actually, that's one of the guys that were actually was telling me that you are weird. But man, I'm telling, as simple as that. You see that? And I didn't know how to, you know, to behave with these guys, especially men of God around me. Until now, I said, I made a decision that now, since these guys are not revering what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing, I'm leaving. I told her, are you following me? But you see where I... Okay, you find me there. Because actually, at some point, actually, you take radical decisions like that. Concerning spirituals, I said, I will not allow to be misinformed and just ignorant and just allow the dictates of life and what? You see, I made those decisions. You see, again, I repeat, do you know concerning life, where other men are walking and running and what? Do you know actually you have control over those things? Please stop living like a goat just gets lost everywhere. A mbuzi, you know, it's just what? Eh? In that Greek land, I mean Greek language, mbuzi, you know, getting lost every time. Eh? This one pulls you, yeah, this one pulls you, yeah, what? But again, it's also very, very important. Let me say this, that you choose, it will buffer some people. Some people might not come back next word. You see? let me leave it. Thank you, Jesus. Give me Genesis. Genesis 28:16. He says, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord. Do you realize? Okay, the Lord was in this place. Eh? You see that? Yeah? The Lord. See, the Lord is in this place. But you see, the factor here is he was sleeping and then he arose. Eh? He was awakened. You know, something awakened him. That all along, the business arena was for me to take over. The journalism was for me to take over. The real estate was for me to take over. You see, again, I'm talking to real estate people and then they are not here. They are just there sleeping. Eh? No, I'm seeing some people actually are not here. You see, now that's the problem. Eh? Then they miss it. I attend there. Now, you get into that familiarity and routine, and then you see, I attend there, and then it just stops at attending. There is no engagement taking place. Eh? Again, I don't want you to fear to engage. Eh? There is enough grace. The grace factor which is here, it is able and so able to take you anywhere you want. It is the way you play around with it. I am telling you the truth. I don't want to just shout and shout and shout. Now I want you to take another shape, another fashioning. Eh? See? For 3 years I'm hearing this man saying the same thing. But you see, one of the mandates I have is to awaken, to enlighten. Because actually, real strength is actually from there. When you awake, you see here, and Jacob, which is you, eh? And remember before he has this experience, eh? His brother Esau, is chasing after him to kill him. Meaning that actually he had become a wanderer. Not a wanderer, eh? A wanderer. Just moving from, then he goes to Laban's place, eh? Laban, eh? Then from there also he's sucked away, he's just away, he's just what? Then the Lord brought him to some settlements. Eh? Yeah? Which is really my next point. Eh? For you to see at some point you need to sleep. Now, this sleeping is beyond the physical sleep. I'm tired and then you snore and what? It's good to snore, eh? Sleeping like a baby. But there's no problem with that. God heal my snoring. You won't. You want to sleep like a baby and everyone should hear, yeah, 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 oh, yeah. Visiting village after village on a piki piki, yeah, oh, you see, you know some of you are what? You are so triggered to what? To rebuke, I rebuke, no. That one don't rebuke. Because according to God, man, you are sleeping silently, man. Actually, that's what it means. Eh? One leg is in the north, another is why. Yeah. Man, he looks at you, yeah, man. Man, he comes to. You know, most of you don't know that actually when you are sleeping, angels are right there. Eh? The devil. No, don't factor the devil in your life. And Jacob awaked. I like this version. Awaked. Out of his sleep. Meaning that there are things he didn't know. There are things here that he didn't know existed. All he knows is to run. When someone is chasing him, he's running. Eh? Eh? You see a landlord and choo. You know, some of you are looking at me like this. Eh? No, those scenarios shall end. At some point, you have to show yourself like this. When are you giving me my money? I'll give it to you. Chesachin. You see, eh? Prophet, I even fear to go back home. Because that guy is already having a big, big padlock. Actually, two. No, I think three. Yeah. Whether two or ten, you sleep in that house. Eh? Even if you locked it up. Somehow the Lord opens the grace here and you call upon your cousin and then they open a door for you and then you eat even rice. Now why are you eating the rice while worried? No! You enjoy the rice! The Lord wants to cool you down. Eh? Remember when he wanted to cool Elijah down? Eh? He gave him meat. This time it wasn't a burger. Was it a burger? It was just meat. You first have this choma here. No. Elijah. Mm-mm. You first have this. Then when he ate it, he came back to him. You see? Imagine it. So he awoke. This awakening that he had is what we call real sight. The real sight. When it's opening up, it can be blurry and hazy, not clear. You know that scripture? We see in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect comes, that which was in part and prophesied in part gets lost. But also, that also now requires a delving. Intentional delving. You are so much concerned about this spirituality. Until you get the best out of it, don't come out of it. You see now that's the way. Some of you wonder how we see things. That I made a decision. How can a certain guy die in this nation and he's so prominent and I don't know? You guys, now, okay, now that disturbs me. Eh? Or it can be as something happening at the neighborhood. I told you guys what happened when they killed that guy where around where we stay. Man, that day, I remember, I slept at about 1. I'm troubled, and normally I have those sensations in the tummy, in the belly, because this is where the heart is. Yeah? Ladies, the heart is not why, no. See ya. You know when you are checked, you feel the pain here. In the belly, which you call the heart, the bosom. You see? Also, I want you, when you start to pray, feel sensations around here. As if actually you're feeling a physical pain. But again, don't just pray, Lord, today he must die. No, those things don't work. At least you are under a gracious prophet. Very, very compassionate. You tell people around me, that's the thing. You'll walk around and you'll not find any hate in me. Because it's a waste of time. And when I look around, it's just lies. You see, just lies. And normally I tell people that lies have short legs. Because they can't run far. You see? No. You see? So you know. So that day, that night, 1 or 2, you know, a.m. No, actually, it was 12. Because I went to bed at 12, coming to 1. So, I entered a dream where I saw a thick darkness. It was thick. And there was a sense of death around. Kumbe, in that 1 hour, when actually it's happening, the same thing is really happening outside. You know, you can sleep in heaven and wake up from in heaven. Oh, hey, jacked me. You get a pillow and what? Yeah. Yeah? You'll wake up and man, you are still the same. No, make it an intentional thing to sleep in the heavenlies. You might not know, but actually have the conscience of God, the life of God. Let me tell you, you'll have lofty dreams. You'll actually even start having dreams that are really tangible. You wake up and I saw this. You'll actually jubilate and say, hey, you guys, I saw this. You see, I wake up most of the times like that. Not, hey, hey, what? You see, and as you know, some of you, to soothe that kind of pain, you watch a movie. Movies are not bad, but you see, it will give you just this, and then you'll actually go back to the same thing, to the same feeling. Just like you know, science has lied to you a lot, that when you take a Panadol, you see that consciousness you take a Panadol with, that actually it will heal you. It is the same thing here. Now when you trigger yourself into these spirituals, say, no. Remember when he said that your forefathers actually ate Panadol and whatever, but actually they still died. Okay. Where is the Panadol in the scriptures? You know, again, interpretation. Your forefathers depended. Actually, the real scripture says that they ate angels' food. Imagine angels' food. Meaning that it wasn't even real food. That hidden manna. And he said, they died. Imagine eating angels' food and you die. Yeah? And then he said, but you eat this one here. That's actually why you need to be so conscious of the Holy Communion. The Lord has not told me yet, but we shall actually do it. We shall do it at some point. Certain things have to be put together. The essence of Holy Communion is to put things together, to harmonize things. You see? Also, you can also have it at home. You understand? At your own pace. Say, no, this thing actually will not disturb me here. So you take actually Holy Communion to with the essence, with the consciousness of actually putting things together. You see? Don't just eat and what, and yeah, let me what. No. You see? The Spirit of God has not communicated to me that yet, but we shall do it. You see? Go back to the other scripture. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Do you know you can always come here every Friday, and also some Fridays you might also decide, "No, I'm not going," because apparently it's transport. Or apparently it has rained. I think that's a lie. Eh? If you knew that all the time the Lord instructs me to pray for someone, or for most of us here, I've never given myself excuses. There are times actually when he tells me, now sleeping. It's okay, sleeping. There are times when I have great sensations of really, trying to know him, trying to, to dine with him and fellowship with him. I say, just sleep, don't worry. You see, you need to come to that level. At first he thought the Lord was far away. So far away. Lord, where are you? Then also, the more you delve, as you're wrapping this up, listen to this. The more you delve and you get so much attached to this realm, I'm talking about the spirit realm, some statements actually vanish, like, "Lord, why do bad things happen to good people?" I've said that. Those things actually, they all vanish. You see, good, but I'm a good person. You see now, there you're taking the matters in your hands. Because you don't really know what's happening. You don't really know that even those things, when you are persecuted or whatever, even at job or whatever, some of them actually are working out for your good. Only that you are not awake, so much awake to that kind of realm. You see that? And kumbe, all the time, I've attended actually that fellowship every Friday. Kumbe the Lord was there. Kumbe the Lord is actually there. The Lord is there. And I like the way he says it. Is, not was. Because you see, he refused to put it in the past tense. Say, no, he's actually here. Remember, this actually, his experience was, he saw angels ascending and descending. And you see, he didn't say, "Angels descending and ascending." I'll tell you why. Because it starts from you. Out of, your consciousness, your subconsciousness. Then it rises. Then it rises, which we call delving. Then you realize that actually another world is opening up to you. I'm telling you the truth. At least these are my experiences. I will enter a place, let's say a restaurant, and then I will allow myself. At some point, I go to this place called Karura. And then I find people, and I'm like, "Are they seeing what I'm seeing?" You see? Then me, all of a sudden, if you actually want to experience angels, Kwanzaa, they actually have to be in your consciousness. You become actually conscious of angels, not the devil. The tree falls and you are praying, "Hey!" You are triggered to fear. Devil. You see? Someday I was praying. I think that was in 2017. I was in this nation. Then a snake. You see, do you know? I saw the thing coming like this. And imagine the lights were off. And I saw the thing. Forget about that experience when we are going home. But now I saw this thing. It was actually in church, some church there. So, this is spooky. So, I stood. Remember the scenario I told you about lizards in what? In Juba, where I'd actually, I would sit somewhere and then I would just play around with them. Now you cross, and very fast, very fast, very fast. And it worked, because I wanted actually to trigger this that I was actually really experiencing. Actually to be in control and in charge of what is really happening with, you know, around you. So I'd actually play around with them. Now you first stop. Are you ready? Now come. Yeah, there were lots of lizards there. I don't know whether they are still there. Nyakuron. And then, where's another one? Another one appears. You see, I did that a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot. You see, so it didn't actually just stop at just prophesying and just whatever. I began now. I said, now I want to start controlling the world around me. At least actually I used it with the lizards. So then I looked at this snake. Said, no, I'm not actually killing you. It was a bit big. So I looked at it. And then in my subconsciousness, that subconscious state, I started without even speaking, but I want to control it. So I said, now you turn around and go back. The thing stared at me like this. I think also it was scared about it. You see, they get scared about it. So, and I looked at it, said, now you go back from where you have come. It took about 10 minutes. The thing didn't turn, whatever it actually made the coyote turn like this. Whoop. Then I realized, Then again, I didn't also get into the consciousness of, hey, I can't care. Hey, are you what? No! I knew it had left. You guys understand that language? It can be a language, but now it becomes so tangible. You can do that with sickness. Say, no, now you actually, because not the thing, oh God, why do bad things happen to good people? The Lord knows you are good. Already He knows. You don't have to remind Him. You know, some of you think you have to be so ambitious of Him. He's actually, the day you wake up, you realize that He's so more ambitious of you than you are to Him. Remember that day you didn't pray and then the money came out of nowhere? He's like that. So don't take it like, because actually it will be converted into self-righteousness. And then before you know it, actually, it is now religion that you have first do this, then whatever, what, those things. No! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kumbe, the Lord is here. Do you know you can walk with me and then you fail to see things? It happened to Gehazi. Give us that scripture before we wrap up. But before we go, I was explaining something here. Remember, it springs from you. You know that song? Springs from my heart to your heart. I hear the sound of it. Springs from my heart to your heart. It is always like that. Because the awakening, it's just from within you. Then you become so much aware of the environment around you. And like, okay, now how do I go about this? The more you delve there, you'll actually now be in control of those things that people call big and massive and what? And hard. Yes, you sit somewhere and this, you enter a consciousness. You don't come out of that place. Now I'm telling you what I do. Then you settle there, you look at this person and look. The way actually I saw him in that pastoral, because I saw him moving a lot. As a matter of fact, are you from this country? In this country. As a matter of fact, there is something that is springing from, that Wayaki way going that side. From you. Then it will cause you to actually, as if it's actually as if it's migrating and migrating and migrating. A lot. Now, I looked at him. so intently, and I could not allow my, you know, it's called actually the, you know, mind, but you know what people call the mind. Eh? So then mind, soul, everything, feelings and all that, now they are all now converted into something called the Spirit of God. Now there you begin to see. You begin to see life. All of a sudden, a person who was seeing actually death and whatever, the same thing actually I saw about that man. It is converted into life. I'm not this person who will actually say, you are going to die tomorrow. No. I try to plant life. That's the instance as to why I see. You see, eh? Not everything I see actually is whatever. Some of them actually I see, and they have to be dealt with. Eh? Accordingly. You see that? Eh? So, springs from your heart. And to, you know, the angels ascending, the angelic, that consciousness ascending from within you, then into the heavens, then, you know, definitely there is a reply. Okay, which we call descending. Eh? Then the Lord descends unto you as well. Then you begin on that level to talk. It says, come, we actually reason together. Then, you know, it's not a thing of, Lord, do this, whatever. No, actually, there is a place of you sit and dine with him. Eh? You know, some of you, you can actually have cappuccino with God. You see, eh? Cappuccino is not just there in art cafe and CGs and whatever. And there's a, okay, art cafe and CGs. Eh? Not Gikomba. Eh? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, there is a man of God who took me to some weird place there around Ambassador. Eh? Man, I was sweating and I'm like, because you see, that's the life they are used to. Eh? Man, you know, God wants you to be in a house which is what? Aerated? What? You remember that scripture? Big houses. Deuteronomy. You think the Lord has a problem with you having a house of 7 bedrooms? Not rooms, eh? 7 bedrooms. If you want, actually says large. It says large cities. A large city cannot have small, dingy houses. I don't know whether you understand that language. Eh? Become so conscious of that, you realize that one thing opens up after the other, this and what. I'm telling you the truth. But also you need now to come to the awareness that actually this is where the Lord has actually, this is what the Lord has made me. Hmm? Stop crying. You have all that it takes to be anything you want. I'm telling you the truth. Stop looking down on yourselves. Stop thinking, oh, in our family, there is what? Yeah, no one got married. Yeah, you can actually, you spring, pop. And then there's enough grace here to preserve and protect. You see that? That's one of the rewards of the prophetic. To preserve. Imagine that. Awake. Be so much awake. To be so much awake is be more conscious of this. I said you can be anything. You can be anything. At least we are not cultic. Of course, some of you had been actually, you know, out, you know, you had been ill-talked. Out. I was there, but now things, whatever. No, you did it actually. Squeeze the best juice out of it. How come that you are here? You see, eh? At some point, it's actually people's issues. Eh? Pride kicks in, and then especially what we call familiarity. By the way, the other thing is, I think I'll wrap up with that. I also made a decision that I will not take these things with familiarity. Hmm? You remember when the Lord would, manna would fall? Eh? from heaven, and then the quail. When there are many, also they are called quail, eh? Not quails, eh? Those birds. Eh? Yeah? Pastor Sam passed the basket for teaching English. Assisted by Mama Susan. Passed the basket, I'm joking. So you see, eh? Then that manna would fall, but it would not fall in their camp. Are you aware of that? It would actually fall. Let's say they are staying in what? Let's say, where? Let's say GPO. At GPO there. Yeah? Then manna would fall here in Westlands. So they would actually walk to go there. Meaning that the Lord didn't want them to be familiar. They were in transition. Actually, that was the incense. That this is not your place. I'm transiting you from there to there. So you go and get it from there. You understand that? Eh? That's the incense. Now, that's not Greek. Eh? That wasn't revealed to me. You see, most of you are saying, but this guy, is he really real? How come that he didn't actually, you know, translate shalom as what? In Greek, it means, Greek will not bring you whatever, you know, results. Eh? If you are to know God by the Greek language, eh, you will actually have Greek. Yeah? And then translated into the Romans, and then you nail Jesus. Eh? I'm talking about the anointing. Eh? You see? Because eh? Then you fight that which is of God. You understand? Eh? So that was actually really, please don't be familiar with these things. Now, as the time came, I'll tell you what I really started doing. Hmm? I made sure that, because you see, the Lord had put me under the wings of a man of God called Prophet Elvis. And that day, I think it was the first day I attended his fellowship, 2015, around there, about August, October there. So I said, this is my father. That actually settled within me. I didn't have to doubt it. You know, some of you say, is he? Okay, character. Because the apostle whatever told us that this is a character. So for what? Father? No. Father. Fathers. The fatherhood is captured by the Spirit. Jesus did not actually, did not have to go and, you know, sleeping on every other woman to bear children, eh? Whom we call sons. Eh? You see, eh? Some of you have missed that point. Eh? You know, you want to laugh, but you see, eh? But he bore you by the Spirit. And then, you know that scripture? Born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. You become incorruptible. Hallelujah. You are taken over and you become so incorruptible. And then you allow that actually to buffer you. Most of you don't allow that to buffer you to actually, not really disturb, but actually to mingle you. You know how you mingle posho, eh? And ugali, what? You know, turn it around there. You allow your finances to be mingled by the Spirit. You allow it. Only that most of you now after here, so for me, I'll go back and actually, you know, look for money the way I know. That which you have actually known, it has made your tail be worked off. There's no results. You come back with 10K. You guys get it. Eh? Maybe 10K is okay, 10K for starters. Eh? And then you jubilate. Eh? You see, eh? You see, eh? Yeah, take me back now to the other scripture. Was it that one? Okay. You see, and I knew it not. Give me where this guy, this is the servant of Elisha. When he saw angels, It's one of the kings. Is it 2 Kings? The man of God prayed. And Elisha prayed. Do you know I was looking at this thing? But now the Lord was actually now communicating something. So I'm seeing, but I'm not seeing. And Elisha prayed. You know now that's the essence of being in the spirit. And I said, and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Now this is now to be awake. These eyes went beyond the physical eyes. I've told you, I've been in places, and I'm asking myself, are these guys seeing what I'm seeing or not? Okay. That he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Remember before he was seeing the other army, the landlord coming after him. But now, after his eyes were opened, he saw that actually was preserved. That he could actually sleep in that house for 5-6 months. Now, the way you sleep there is actually without knowing. You are not knowing. You get it? Don't come with this. No, my father prophet once told me. My father prophet always told me that. Who are you to chase me? No, it doesn't work out like that. There you will be sacked. First time, shop, take away your things. Go with your even yoka girlfriend and what? They have chased you. Mungu, Mungu. Then, you know, songs begin from there. Those days in 2017, you know, some people used to sing Kikuyu songs. Then I say, what does it mean, that one? Say that what, Mungu, come what? I've suffered a lot. Now come down. Some of them are misleading. That's why you hear us sing some of these songs here that take us into the spirit. Also, allow those words to mingle you. It's just like this. Why do you come late for fellowship? Start where from everything is starting. Then you allow every bit to boggle your mind. Right from the word go, boom. You try to take it in. Again, suspend your understanding. You guys get it? Before you come here, suspend those understandings that you have actually, what? No, for me, this is how I pray, what? First suspend them. Because that actually can be religion, and you don't know. You have to be released for you to be filled up. You see, a lot of times, many times, the Lord comes wanting to fill you up with good things, with good mentalities and all that, but actually he finds you already filled up. With which mentality? For me, I have to wake up at 4 a.m. I have to get running. You see, and then you come back at 10 p.m. With only 1K on the mesa. And then you hear the kagal say, Mashida mingi. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Actually, this is my prayer for you and to you now. That now you see where to. Actually, at some point, actually, they come as dreams. Then you know how to even apply that, you know, for that job. Okay. Life is greatly spiritual. I'm telling you the truth. You will not run around. What? And he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses. Now, these are good things, and chariots of fire round about Elisha, round about the man of God. But also now it starts to rub into you. Then, you see, Do you remember when this guy actually now got so familiar after taking the money which wasn't, you know, which actually the anointing had rejected? You don't see him actually being talked of. You fail to stick it, let me say, in the boat. You drown. It's as simple as that. Go down. Aye. Banner. Does it take you 10 seconds? And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. Now you see things are becoming what? Thicker. Yeah? Now he didn't actually bring paper spray. No, he didn't. He projected himself into what he wanted. He wanted to manipulate scenarios around him, things around him, effects around him. And you see, it is so easy for you to enter such. It begins with your consciousness. You see how you are so conscious of these negative things? It actually also happens like that. Now you combat it the other way around. Say, no. This is it, actually. This is what I actually want to see. Yeah? Yeah? Okay, I can teach you some things. You can delay in payments with your landlord. I'm sticking there because it actually disturbed a lot of you. And then say, Lord, today is not seeing me and I'm not going to hide like a thief. Yes, past. Or you even look the other side. No. You actually look at him. For some reason, he can't see you. Only that, a lot of people are so much taken up by the physical appearances and what. You see, are you a thief? You are not. A wicked guy runs away even when no one is chasing them. Please don't be like a wicked guy. So he said, smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. Do you know they were looking like this? But actually they couldn't see the man. They were actually looking at Elisha. They said, where is Elisha? Yeah, come, I take you where he is. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of God. I mean, according to the word of God. No, you say God. You see, according to the word, you take us back. According to the word of Elisha. Can you imagine this? Now, Elisha, there's no way he was actually really what? Yeah, you know, you couldn't actually tell him that he was not one with God. So a time comes and then that thing boggles you so much and you know that you don't actually have to pray so much. Lord, protect me, Lord. No, you will know that actually he's with you. You understand that? Hallelujah.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. Purpose? To follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.